365. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Friday. Let's get right into the weather real quick. Here's some temperatures around western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. 88 degrees at Beaver, 89 at Mangum, 86 at Butler, 88 at Sealing, and 80 degrees at Cherokee. Out here in the Panhandle, more of the same thing. It looks like Wellington, 88, Odell, 87, Dozer and McLean, 83. And Lipscomb and Canadian, you're at 87 degrees. So anyway, hope everybody had a good weekend. I had a pretty good one. I got everything planted as far as I could. Did I say happy Friday? Happy Monday. Sorry, my bad. I don't know where I'm at. I'm on drugs. I've been to the doctor today. Anyways, happy Friday. Anyway, you know, it's happy Monday. And so, anyway, had a good visit at the doctor's office this morning. I got everything planted that I wanted planted. And matter of fact, all the stuff I planted last Tuesday and Wednesday, you could row it this morning real good. So that's all good. Just a fair warning, if you don't follow the Oklahoma Mezzanet on Facebook, there's not a lot of inspiration there from them for water. Nothing to inspire any water to fall out of the sky in the next 20 to 30 days. And I know that's a long time out, but they're extremely dry for the next month is what they're saying. Not to get everybody down on a Monday. So anyway, but that's farming and ranching. It's reality. We got to deal with it. And I know everybody will. Let's see. What else happened? Nothing. Nothing exciting, crazy. Sooners won. Cowboys lost. And hate that. But anyway, Sooners could have lost pretty easy, too. But they didn't. I had some Sooner magic. Anyway, the Longhorns won. Texas Tech won. A&M won. I mean, all my listeners, I just covered everything that I know of everybody out here in the listening area. Well, first of all, I want everybody to continue praying and have Southeastern United States in their thoughts. It's bad. It's real bad. Matter of fact, excuse me, I talked to Tyrone Spearman this morning. About 9:30. No, actually, it was closer to 10 o'clock. It was after Tradio started. But anyway, he is the director for the Southeast Net Ag Network. And a lot of you guys, especially peanut farmers in western Oklahoma and down in Texas, you guys know who he is. He's a big spokesman for the peanut industry. And talked to him 5 minutes before I called him this morning. They just got internet. And so a couple of reasons why I called him, check on what happened as far as to the cotton and peanut crop in Georgia and Alabama and Florida there, just to, because they were in the middle of digging peanuts and plus cotton's blooming. And so he had no clue. They hadn't had telephone till yesterday, got electricity last night. Internet this morning, so he's behind. And another reason why I called him is if you guys remember all the way back to 17, all the wildfires we've had out here in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle and parts of Kansas, there's every place that we helped, this river rats bunch that was hauling hay and stuff, we've run into people from Alabama, Georgia, Carolinas, Tennessee, Kentucky, Florida, all of them. And anyway, so I wanted to get a hold of him and get a reliable source for what's needed. whether it needs to be money donations or if it needs to, we need to haul some cases of water, perishable items, because nobody's been able to, not some people haven't been able to cook and stuff and see what they need. It's early in the deal. The water probably hasn't even gone down, but if you guys have been paying attention to social media and the news, it's bad. It's the worst that they've seen ever. And I think one of the guys at breakfast this morning just said it's crazy how much rain that they got inland, not along the coast, but inland. And we had some local people here that's got a daughter, a son there, and it was 2 days into it before they finally found them. But anyway, it's just a bad situation. So Tyrone said he's going to get back with me here in the next few days. And if anybody hears of anything, because I'm sure a lot of cattle, a lot of horses, a lot of animals, period, barns damaged, washed away, just I don't know. I could go on for a long time about this. So I want to keep you guys up to date. So if you can afford to donate, or maybe we get us a convoy going to go down there later on, the roads, the bridges are out. So anyway, I'll keep you up to date as much as I can. And what's kind of interesting, my wife sent me this, and I want to share this with you guys. And this was from Robin Heron. She found it on Facebook. And I want to share this with you before we go to our first break. It affects you too. If you think what's going on in the Southeast as a result of the Hurricane Helene doesn't affect you, think again. It's been the beginning harvest season in these states. The Southeastern states are big ag producers who have just lost homes, crops, livestock, friends, and more. And the last count I had this morning, I heard, was over 100 people have been killed in this deal. Cotton bowls were open across Georgia and South Carolina. When cotton is blown from the bowl, it's wet and touches the ground. It is a loss due to degradation of the fibers. When a cotton crop is lost, this means the price of cotton-related goods will go up in the coming months. Your t-shirts, your blue jeans, your tablecloths, Q-tips, hats, and everything else with cotton will become more expensive. Peanuts weren't all dug. Peanuts are a legume with the fruit of that plant being beneath the surface of the earth. Excessive water will cause them to rot, and this will be a crop loss as well. This will affect the cost of your peanut butter, Reese cups, peanut brittle, Chick-fil-A, and the reason why I say that, Chick-fil-A cooks with peanut oil, trail mix, and much more. Pecan orchards are a loss as many trees have been blown over. After replanting, it takes years before these trees produce nuts. Pecan prices are already high as they are tough to come by and are a luxury import from other countries such as China. Pecans are used in lots of baked goods, especially around Christmas and other holidays. The dessert tables at coming holidays will be priced higher. Peach trees have been blown over, lost in some areas as well. Peaches are a delicate crop that had finally recouped after a previous season due to loss to freeze and frost. Peaches will also be in lower supply next season, and we all know Georgia and South Carolina have the best peaches. Livestock producers have experienced loss, but will continue to face even more loss over time. Many producers rely on wells to water their livestock as they are in rural areas. Wells require power to generate a water source. Generators are great, but many areas are also out of fuel as well. Stress from this difficult conditions on animals will also reduce their productivity over time. While we worry for all farmers and our food supply, our hearts are with the dairy producers. Approximately 20% of dairy farms in Georgia are still without power, and some without generator options. No power means no good milk to milk cows. Milking by hand isn't realistic for many family operations, as their milking herds are larger than what can be hand milked in a day. These animals can't just stop producing milk. Many are uncomfortable, stressed, and will be subject to related health problems of not being milked. Watching the animals you love and rely on suffer due to no fault of your own is extremely difficult. Milk, cheese, butter, ice cream, and other dairy products may be in limited supply over the next coming few months. While farmers losing their crops and livestock, they're also at a loss for income source. They are not paid by the hour, but by the weight of their product. They will spend months in cleanup. Extra manual labor will be required to try to preserve family farming operations. They will be tired and weary. Remember, the farmers and their passion to produce quality products as you feed your families when prices for goods increase in the coming months. Please don't complain. Farmers are losing their livelihoods and still earn only pennies on the dollar. They need your grace, prayers, support, and compassion as their future is extremely uncertain. So it does affect you. So let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen Association break. We come back. We'll see what happened overnight in our big ag world. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, September 20th. 2,373 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 521 brought 298. 15 at 625 brought 255. 11 at 662 brought 261. 7 at 756 brought 245.50. 5 at 840 brought 204. 36 at 844 brought 239. 8 head of heifers at 410 brought 282. 13 at 523 brought 239, 4 at 545 brought 233, 15 at 579 brought 238, 6 at 698 brought 212, 14 at 862 brought 215.50, butcher cows were 5 to 140, butcher bulls brought 105 to 163, bred cows were 1400 to 2800, pairs brought 1425 to 3000, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Kent Watkins here, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. It is time for fall cover crop seed. This is a critical step in the growing process. Remember, keep it covered. Stop by SEI Agritech to get all your fall cover crop seed. In addition to that, we are now contracting winter cattle kits, another very important part of livestock management. Come see me. Let's get all your fall seed and your winter feed contracts done. All here at SEI Agritech in Elk City, located on South Randall.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for out in the panhandle of Texas. McLean, 84 degrees, heat index is 82, humidity is 26%, dew point's 46, the winds are out of the southwest at 11, with gusts up to 14, peak wind gusts so far today, 20 miles an hour, month-to-date precipitation, 2.10 inches of rain, no red flag minutes, 8-inch soil temperature, 74 degrees. Today's the last day of the month. Man, this year's going by fast. Crazy. Anyway, let's see here. Before I get into what happened overnight in the ag world, we lost a good one yesterday, Chris Christopherson, and I'm sure everybody's heard by now, but I wondered if all you people knew this about Chris. Did you know that he was a Army veteran? And as soon as I find out there, here we go. So growing up, Chris's dad was a general. Under pressure from his family, he joined the U.S. Army, was commissioned as a second lieutenant, attaining the rank of captain. He became a helicopter pilot after receiving flight training at Fort Rucker, Alabama. He also completed Ranger School. He wasn't just your normal, everyday Army person. During the early 60s, he was stationed in West Germany as a member of the 8th Infantry Division. During his time, he resumed his music career and formed a band. 1965, after his tour in Germany ended, Christopherson was given an assignment to teach English literature at West Point. Instead, and I'm glad he did. Decided not to do this. He decided to leave the Army and pursue songwriting. His family disowned him because of his career decisions. Sources are unclear if they ever got back together. They saw it as a rejection of everything they stood for, although Christopherson says he is proud of his time in the military and received the Veteran of the Year Award in 2003, American Veterans Award Ceremony. So anyway, yeah, he was. I did not know that. That was just... Anyways, crazy. So, I have some tickets to give away to the Sugar Creek Casino this weekend if anybody wants to go Saturday to see Sammy Kershaw. So, I got a couple sets, and what I need you to do is text in your name and your favorite song that Chris put out. I had a couple from him, and my favorite was Why Me. That was just a really, matter of fact, I want that, I've got it where I want that played at my funeral one of these days. So anyway, Why Me was one of my favorites. So anyway, text in your favorite song. The third, fourth person to text in their name and their favorite song by Chris Christopherson, I got some tickets away to give you to Sammy Kershaw. All right, let's see what happened overnight in the big world of agriculture. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading ahead of today's quarterly grain stocks report that's expected to show inventories were up across the board. Stockpiles of soybeans on September 1st likely will be reported at 351 million bushels when the Department of Agriculture releases its quarterly report, and it might already have. I didn't see it in my emails yet. That would be up from the 265 million bushels in the bins same point last year. Corn inventories at the beginning of the month were pegged at 1.844 billion bushels in the survey, which would be well above the 1.36 bushels that were in storage last year. Wheat stocks on September 1st will probably be reported at 1.973 billion bushels, the poll said. Inventories at the same point a year earlier totaled 1.767 billion bushels. Steel prices are being underpinned by unfavorable weather in the U.S. Rain fell over the weekend in much of the Delta after Hurricane Helene slammed into the Florida Gulf Coast and made its way inland. About 100 people were killed by the storm, according to media reports and citing government officials. The storm brought rainfall into several states where the harvest was underway. Only 5% of soybeans were harvested in North Carolina as of a week ago, and Tennessee producers had collected 32% of their crop. About 58% of Tennessee's corn crop was in the bin last week, and North Carolina producers were 64% finished with their corn harvest. Dry weather is expected today from Montana into southern Nebraska, which should allow farmers to accelerate the harvest in that part of the country.
Soybean futures for November delivery fell 7.75 cents to 10.58 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost 3.30 a ton to 3.40.80, and soy oil was down 0.21 cents to 42.15 cents a pound. Corn futures were down 0.25 cents to 4.17¾ a bushel. Wheat futures overnight for December delivery in Chicago were come up 4 pennies to 5.84 a bushel, and Kansas City futures added 3¼ to 5.80 a bushel. Money managers slashed their net short positions on bets on lower prices in corn and beans in 7 days that ended on September 28th, according to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors held a net 140,000 future contracts in corn. That's down from 144,000 a week earlier, and the smallest such position since May 28th. Speculators were net short in soybeans by 76,000 future contracts. That's down from 112,000 contracts a week earlier. And that's the smallest bearish position since June 11th. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment firms held 19,548 hard red winter contracts. That's up from the 16,000 the previous week, and the largest bearish position for hard red winter wheat futures within 3 weeks. Investors held 30,000 contracts and soft red winter wheat, up from 27 and 7 days earlier. So there you have it. That's going on. Let's see. Weather nationwide, according to Successful Farming. Hot and dry weather is forecast from northern Montana and southern Nebraska this afternoon, as record temperatures are expected, according to the National Weather Service. In western central South Dakota, winds will be sustained today at 30 to 35, with gusts up to 55, which we don't need none of that. Humidity will drop to around 25%. Bismarck, South Dakota, will see a record high today of 97, while Dickerson, used to work around there, will reach a high of 95. In central Nebraska, winds will gust up to 45 miles an hour, and humidity will fall 13%. So anyway, there's a good chance for extreme fire behavior. And speaking of fire behavior, before we go to our next break, here's a fire situation report from the Oklahoma Forestry Department. It says most of Oklahoma received much-needed rainfall just over a week ago, with locations did measure wetting amounts, temporarily boosting live fuel moisture. The state is now 7 days or more in some areas separating from wetting rains, with persistent underlying drought conditions and stressed fuels. So while they say no critical fire weather is expected through the week, with temperatures around plus or minus 10 degrees above normal, ample daytime drying and a dry front coming in tomorrow will support expectation of increasing initial attack. So no big deal. Not a huge deal, according to these guys. All I can say is, guys, be careful out there. I know people are working on equipment and building fence and stuff like that. Make sure you got a fire watch with you, and I'll keep you up to date. Nothing's been added to the county burn ban in Oklahoma. Harmon, Greer, Jackson, what is that? Kiowa. I knew where I was at. Kiowa and Comanche, and let's see, looks like, yeah, that's basically it. Southwestern Oklahoma, those 5-6 counties that is rattled off there. That map is small. Either that or I'm getting blinder. Anyway, so those do have a countywide ban burn going on there. And, of course, they had to throw in the 6 to 10 day temperature outlook. It's above normal. And then 6 to day precipitation outlook is below normal, too. Before we go to break here, I'll tell you a little bit about the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. It's a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax exemption, water rights, property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft, in-person and virtual producer education, beef direct sales list that connects consumers with OCA members, marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, a really good magazine, I'm not going to lie to you guys, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For $100 a year, you can experience all these member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week and or a little over $8 a month to have an association that's full-time working to represent you and to help protect your way of life. www.okcattleman.org or call Miss Lori 580-273-5137. All right, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. We'll come back. We'll have more news about agriculture. Also, I got this question out there for a couple tickets to see Sammy Kershaw at the Sugar Creek Casino this 5th of October. The question is, what was your favorite song by Chris Christopherson? Just type in your song. If you don't want tickets, just type in your song. If you want shot at tickets, type in the song and your name and text it in to 580-225-9697. That is the Today in Ag text line number. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust new Febreze Car Vent Clips, now with 3 times greater scent control. Because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with new Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar!
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-post, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the Sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Eric.
The second annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 7th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater, featuring 42 registered age advantage bulls, also an elite group of 17 registered heifers, and over 100 bred commercial heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale near Sweetwater the first Monday in October. The second annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 7th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. And you have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. The second annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 7th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater, featuring 42 registered age advantage bulls. Also, an elite group of 17 registered heifers and over 100 bred commercial heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to McIntyreRedAngus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale near Sweetwater the first Monday in October. The second annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 7th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Slap out America. Lacey Swope's favorite little town to travel through. 90 degrees, feels like 86, dew points at 47, humidity's at 23. Winds are out of the south, southwest at 15 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 1.70 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 76 degrees. Sunset, 726, 93 for a high today, 55 for a low tonight, and sunny. And 73 tomorrow. Is that right? Is it supposed to cool down that much tomorrow? I didn't guess I wasn't paying attention. Anyway, that's what it says here in Slap Out. All right, let's see it here. Let's check out your ag grain market, current one, that is, on the futures. Brought to you by Lipscomb Dealerships here in Elk City, Sayre. Get this down in Texas. I'll just cover me. I think it's Burt Burnett, but down there in Texas. Anyway, December corn 424 up 6.5. March 441 up 6.5. Soybeans for November down a quarter at 1065. January 1082 also down a quarter. And soybean meal October 347.20 up 350. December 342.90 down 120. January 343.40, down 80 cents. Soybean oil, October 43.27, up 109. December 43.33, up 97. Hard red winter wheat, it's creeping back up. December 584, up 8. March 599, up 7.25. And let's see here, we got... there it is. Gotcha. Changed on me. If you hear me stall or go, I'm waiting on the blank page to come back up on my computer from the market change. Crude oil out of West Texas, November, 68.46, up 28. Natural gas still creeping, almost to that $3 mark for November, 292, up 0.01. Let's see here. NASDAQ, S&P, Dow are all in the red. They probably watched that deal on Kamala Harris this morning when she was visiting the border. Hey, I took a gag or a little. I poked a little bit at Donald Trump the other day, so I can poke at Kamala. I give them equal time. Anyway, she was down there on the border, and she changed her tune 180 degrees. From what it was. Now we're going to strengthen the border up and no illegals and all this other stuff. So anyway, she's been the czar of the Mexico United States border for 4 years now. All of a sudden, I'm going to be president and I'm going to be badass. Whatever. Live cattle, October 183.82, up 7. December 184.55, up 7. Feeder cattle, October 246.32, down 75. November 245.02, down 67. Lean hogs, October 82.25, up 20. And December 73.42, up 05. Up 05. Okay, let's see here. What's more important? This. So, before we go to our next break, oh, it got quite a while to go to the next break. The U.S.-Mexico rail delays hit farm sector ahead of possible ports strike. Rail backlogs are disrupting export trade between the U.S. and Mexico, and snarling agriculture supply chains as the fall harvest is underway, according to agriculture groups. They said Friday, a potential East and Gulf Coast port strike, not the West, but the East and the Gulf Coast, was talking about that this morning. Port strike that could begin tomorrow would just add to the problems. Nearly 200 agriculture groups said in a letter to the White House. I'm sure Joe knew they were going to strike. Anyway, while Mexico is the top U.S. corn export market, it's also been a key outlet this year for agriculture exports looking to compensate for sluggish buying from China, according to a top commodity buyer. Mexico's imports of U.S. ag products increased 27% in the first 7 months of 2024. Over the prior year, government data showed, but rail capacity cannot keep up with the demand, says the National Grain and Feed Association President Mike Seifert, we'll go with that. Union Pacific Corp, UNP.N, and Berkshire Hathaway owned BNSF Railways have stopped issuing permits for grain shuttle trains to Mexico because of the congestion and a growing of backlog loaded trains, according to the Union Pacific's website and the USDA. Ferromex, the Mexican railroad that interchanged with Burlington and the Union Pacific, also has embargoed permits for grain trains at border crossings at Eagle Pass and El Paso, Texas. Union Pacific said it's working to facilitate smoother crossings and reduce congestion at the border. The situation has left some grain sellers scrambling to find new buyers for their crops. And as they're buying new buyers, they're talking about strikes, because I bet the biggest part of our grain is shipped out of where the Mississippi meets Gulf Coast, if I was guessing right. And they are struggling to get empty rail cars back from Mexico for shipments. When you're trying to make space for what is predicted to be a large corn crop and a large soy crop, the last thing you need is to try to find new business if you can't deliver to your customer. All kinds of crazy stuff going on there, huh? Anyway, let's see here. One quick tip before we go to break. Anyway, I think I know some guys that are getting ready to build some shops, small shops and big shops out on the farms. Anyway, we need to talk a little bit about concrete real briefly, because I think it's the most important part of your shop to have a good concrete job done, smooth. And if you got drains in there, if you're going to have more of the drains in there, you got to have things draining right, the pipes put in. But I had three flat working crews and one asphalt crew working for me in Kansas City when I lived up there up until 08. And I learned a lot. And I had some really good guys working for me. So I'm going to briefly go over this with you real quickly. Careful planning and finishing of concrete provide a shop floor you can live with a long time. A smooth, durable concrete floor is literally the foundation for a farm shop. And I'll put an amen on that one. Here are 12 considerations to achieve the best work surface possible. The final floor height is necessary, but calculation is part of the initial preparation. You need to coordinate with your grading contractor and your concrete contractor to work out that floor height and your shop builder, but just make sure the height's right. What you don't need is water running down the driveway when we have one of these monsoon seasons and running right in your barn. So be careful. So if you do have to build, I learned this, I did me some learning up there on this stuff. So if you do have to build your floor up or your pad up because of this, I highly recommend if you build it up more than 12 inches tall to pier it. And when I say pier it, take a skid loader out there or your tractor and about every 10 to 15 foot, drill you a hole along the outer edge and then also crossways your floor and pour and put some rebar in those things and have them sticking up so you can bend them over into your existing concrete floor. Those piers will go a long way. And your pier depth depends on how much fill you put. So you want to go down to something solid, and I promise you, it'll save you a lot of headache. I promise you. Concrete floor is only as good as what's underneath it. Building crews often create ruts or holes in the compacted earth below the building erection. If these ruts are merely filled with sand or limestone, finds prior to placing the floor, problems could appear in the future. There you go. That's why you do that. Those piers, if it gets ugly, or to keep your traffic off there, just, you know, use a pump. They have pumps come out here on a daily basis, pump that floor. Stiff concrete is strong concrete. I'll tell you what I did learn with concrete. It's guaranteed four things. It's going to be hard. It won't burn. Nobody's going to steal it. And I promise you, it's going to crack. There you go. I did learn that in concrete. Anyway, exactly. Nobody will ever know if you build it too strong. There you go. That was a good text message. Anyway, some people pour concrete that's like soup because it's sort of self-leveling. That's the worst thing in the world. And it's tough not to do that when your concrete supplier is 50 miles away or 25 miles away. It's hard. I'm sorry. I know that. So anyway, just make sure your slump is right. And a 4-5 slump is perfect for pouring concrete floors for shops. General shop floors will work well with 1-2 inch a wide slot drain in the center and the concrete slope to that drain. Yep, that'll get you. Wash bays where there will be lots of debris, washed off trucks and machinery need drain pits. Some farmers design their pits large enough to use their backhoe or mini excavator to remove that stuff out of there. 5 sidewalk grade concrete is usually rated as a crush strength of 3,000 pounds. If some of you don't know, there's 2,500 pound mix they use and 3,000 pound mix they use for footings and stuff like that. You can use that. I highly recommend you use 3,500 minimum. 4,000 is the best. It's got the best rock in it. And you can go as high as 6,000. 6,000 is what they use out on the highways. Unless you got some awful heavy equipment, 4,000 pound is pretty much overall. Going with a thickness of 4-6 inches, increase the load bearing capacity by 50% using the same mix. I highly recommend that you farmers do 6-inch floors. I know it's a little more expensive, it's a third more concrete out there, but I know a lot of you farmers out there, and I know a lot of you will put something too heavy on your floor. 4-inch is made for cars and pickups. So 6 inches is really good. 8 to 12 is what they use out on the highways, depending on how much traffic they got. So 6-inch minimum for you farmers and ranchers. Some contractors recommend mixing tiny high strength synthetic fibers into the concrete mix rather than laying panels or reinforcing wire on a grid of rebar. You do whatever you want. I'm telling you, the fibers work just as well as the rebar. If it's a 4-6 inch floor, if it's any of that, yes, you'll have fibers, but they'll wear off and stuff like that. The fibers really work. I've had to tear out some concrete that had fiber mix in it with no rebar, and it was a booger. So anyway, fiber mesh will work in your concrete mix and save you a lot of rebar. And because here's the thing, 8 out of 10 rebar or 8 out of 10 concrete guys will not pick their rebar up as they're pouring. Sorry, I'm not dogging you concrete people out there. I used to have three crews and I used to do it myself. It's hard to reach down there. You're shorthanded. You want to get it poured. You want to get it flattened out. You don't reach down there and pick it up. So anyway, there you have it. 4-inch and finished no longer describes a durable shop floor. We done covered that. And be aware of the regional differences in concrete. I went to pour a concrete basement, a big one, a 3,000 square foot concrete basement down there at the Lake of the Ozarks. One time, they brought a pump down there from one of the local companies. They don't use limestone rock. They were using river rock. And we plugged the pump up, pumping the concrete down in the basins with a deer hide. So just be aware, we got good concrete suppliers, Dolisi's and the mothers around here. They're some of the best, but just be aware of your surroundings. And do not use aggregates that have coal and shale in them. You want limestone in your concrete, promise you. Also, it says here, install bollards around the inside and outside corners of overhead doors, which is really smart. You guys drive down the road, you'll see some garage doors bent and this bent and that deal. Cutting. Here's one of the most important things I think there is on floors. As I told you, concrete's guaranteed to crack, and it will. So what you do is you try to make it crack where you want it to crack. Does that make sense? And that's not 100%. If you get mad at a concrete company or construction company because you got cracks in your floor or your driveway, whatever, hey, it's guaranteed to happen. There's nothing they can do about it. But here's a rule of thumb. 4-inch thick concrete, you want them saw cut on 10 by 10 squares. Okay? 6-inch concrete, 15 by 15 squares. 8-inch concrete, 20 by 20 squares. And cut it yourself, at least a fourth of the thickness of your concrete, and it will crack. But timing's also good. So, anyway, so when you get your floor done for your shop, got a couple left here. When you get your floor done for your shop, caulking in the joints is a must, I think, because you get stuff in there that makes it chip out, dirt and stuff. So go ahead and caulking, and then the sealants, the concrete coatings. When you finish your concrete, finish it with, you want it to all be shiny? No, you don't. You want to use a water-based cure because they need to put a cure on it to keep it from curing too fast. And you want a water-based, that way you don't have to use acid and stuff like that to get that glossy, which is an oil-based sealant, cure off there. It will really help. And then you want to put a non-glossy sealant on it, 30, 45. You want to wait till your concrete's 100% cured before you put any sealant on there. Because if it's still curing in there and you put that on there, it'll just mess it up. So anyway, put something non-glossy. If you want your floor slick, that's fine. But the non-glossy sealants will not cure, but sealants will do a better job at oil and stuff like that, not welding, cutting and stuff like that. So anyway, just ask the professionals, tell them what you want and you'll get what you want. You're paying the bill, remember that. Let's see here, you're asking a lot of for a farmer to have 6 inches of anything. Anyway, so, all right, let's take a break, an OCA break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
While you're working hard to make your business a success, there are people around the world working hard to take it away from you. They're very good at what they do. They're trying to find cracks in your business's cybersecurity. They continually send out bait. And when you or your employees open a file that looks harmless, they've got you. Then they control all the information necessary to run your business, and they won't turn loose until you pay the ransom. Dennis Teal at ITL wants to help. Wednesday, October 2nd, he's going to feed you for free while he talks to you for free about what's going on and what you can do about it. Business owner, you need to be at the Elk City Golf and Country Club October 2nd at noon to hear how you can keep control of your business. It's absolutely free, but you've got to register ahead of time. Go to kecofm.com and click the ITL link. It's your business. Don't let cyber extortionists get control of it.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
XIT Auctions will be selling 335 acres of Greer County land Wednesday, October the 16th at Great Plains Bank in Mangum, Oklahoma. For all the details, go to XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. 260-acre tracks with new steel fences, rural water, and much more, and a small 12-acre track with a good steel lock fence. 393-4440 or XITauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Coming up October 5th, 6 o'clock, Berlin, America.
The Berlin Fire Volunteer Fire Department will be having their fish fry by donations only. So, coming up, put that on the agenda, October 5th, 6 o'clock, at the Berlin Volunteer Fire Department. We're all about veterans, farmers, ranchers, and firemen around this show, if you guys hadn't figured that out in 3 years now. Anyway, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Reed, America, 90 degrees, dew point 47, humidity 22. The winds are out of the southwest at 9 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 79. Sunset at 7:23. 95 for a high tomorrow. Southwest winds 6 to 7 today is what I meant. Clear, 15. I'm getting way ahead or way behind on the day. I'm sorry. 59 degrees tonight, Monday night. 86 for a high tomorrow with northeast winds, 13 to 20 miles an hour. We don't need that 15 to 20 mile an hour wind, but we'll take it out of the northeast because that southwest wind dries things out way quicker than I want. We have some winter. We have some winters. Oh boy, I've got some politics going on here. I don't watch Fox, FYI. I dog on Trump just as much as I dog on hers. And so no. she is, even ABC reported, she's the czar. She is the border czar this morning. So that has nothing to do with Fox. Sorry. Anyway, here's some winners. I'm not going to announce their names, but one of their favorite songs was Me and Bobby McGee and The Highwaymen. So you guys are the winners. I text you. Your stuff will be in here up here after the show's over. I'll have it up there this afternoon. So you can pick those tickets up anytime this afternoon between now and Friday at 4 o'clock. Okay, let's see what else is happening in our big world. We're almost out of time. I will tell you, looking at the USDA Oklahoma Weekly Cattle Auction, 30,000 went through the sale barn last week compared to 32,000 a week before. And compared to last week, feeder steers steady to $2 higher. Steer calves weighting 500 to 600 pounds, $5 higher. Steer calves under 500, sharply higher in a light test. Feeder heifers and heifer calves steady $2 lower, except four weights. They were $7 higher. Demand was moderate to good. Slaughter cows 6 to 10 lower. We've seen that. Slaughter bulls $2 lower. Packer buyers were very cautious this week as the slaughter market sees a big decrease for the second week in a row. There you go. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust there in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.